From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Amazon, as we've heard, will pay 350,000 of its workers at least $15 an hour. Large companies, and Amazon is worth $1 trillion, have always had to make choices about how they give back and how they invest in themselves. Amazon may be doing both, as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports from WESA in Pittsburgh.
Workers who get paid more have more to spend. C.B. Bhattacharya, business professor at the University of Pittsburgh, says Amazon is probably increasing pay because it's
the smart thing to do business-wise. But I'm sure they understand that, you know, this is kind of the right time to implement such a policy.
That's because we have a tight labor market, and Amazon's been under pressure to raise wages. Plus, it looks good for the company, like in 1914 when Henry Ford started paying workers a then unheard of $5 a day. It got Ford great press, kept workers on the assembly line, and they were able to buy the cars they made, which made Ford richer. These days, corporations tend to give back through philanthropy. John Forer runs the Institute for Corporate Responsibility at George Washington University.
And you could see companies making a choice that it is better for the company to move some of that money to their workers than it is to put it in some foundation fund and then help people who may not be as tied to the company.
Or tied to the company's success. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.